Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Local nonprofits set new fundraising records during YO Gives. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County nonprofits had a record-breaking year during YO Gives, raising a total of $284,822 from 1,063 donors last Wednesday. This marks an increase of over $50,000 from 2023 and is more than four times the amount raised in 2020. According to the YO Gives website, the Council of Community Services topped the local fundraising efforts with $31,380, ranking 21st in the state. Gillette Main Street, which focuses on downtown Gillette's economic development, beautification, and events, raised $26,290, placing 28th in the state. The Edible Prairie Project attracted the most local donors, with 108 supporters contributing a total of $24,377. Climb Wyoming, a statewide organization with an office in Gillette, raised $71,608, the third highest amount for any nonprofit in the state. This figure is not included in the $284,822 raised for Campbell County agencies. The YO Gives online event was hosted by the Wyoming Nonprofit Network. Statewide, $4.56 million was raised by 7,330 donors for 376 organizations. The event featured various prizes for nonprofits, including $1,000 awards for donations that pushed the overall total to $1 million, $2 million, and $3 million. Additionally, $500 golden ticket prizes were awarded throughout the drawings held during specific two-hour periods. Edible Prairie Project, Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation, and Gabriel Project of Wyoming each won a golden ticket. According to the Wyoming Nonprofit Network, the total raised amount of $4.5 million is expected to increase as offline donations are finalized through the end of July. Wyoming at least a year away from implementing digital driver's licenses. Wyoming is moving closer to accepting digital driver's license, but it won't happen this year, according to the state's transportation department. Jordan Young, Deputy Public Affairs Officer for the Wyoming Department of Transportation, said, "First, we need to modernize our technology involved in the driver services system, which is a pretty heavy lift." According to Cowboy State Daily, digital driver's licenses are stored on a phone or watch rather than a physical card. Currently, 11 states offer digital licenses, and North Carolina plans to join them next summer. However, Florida suspended its program to develop a better phone application. Wyoming's legislature authorized YDOT to start accepting digital driver's licenses in 2020, but the state's technology isn't ready and won't be ready for at least another year. Once implemented, Wyoming drivers can still choose to use only card licenses. State Senator Chris Rothfuss of Laramie envisions a broader digital identity program, allowing individuals to choose which version of identity to show depending on the setting. This could protect privacy by limiting the information shared to what is necessary, a concept known as zero-knowledge proof. Former State Representative Tyler Lindholm emphasized the need for legislation to ensure handing over a phone to show a digital license does not give police consent to search the phone. He believes this precaution is crucial to protect privacy rights. While there are concerns about the implementation and security of digital driver's licenses, with proper protections, they could be a beneficial move for Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.